This is Ted Kennedy. A renegade legal move is underway to persuade the president to start using a line item veto power he doesn't have. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and I agree that the president should have the line item veto. That's the power to veto parts of bills, especially appropriations, instead of being required to sign or veto an entire bill. The problem, Al, is that the right wing is urging President Bush to start using the line item veto now, before he lawfully gets it. I understand the concern of those who think Congress will never give the president the power, but the right wing's impatience is boiling over. They're pursuing a cockamamie theory that the president already has the power because it's implicit in the Constitution. Implicit? Shimplicit, Al. The Constitution says nothing of the kind. It hasn't been interpreted that way for 200 years. If the president wants the line item veto, he should get it the old-fashioned way, by statute or constitutional amendment.
Shimplicit? Careful there, Ted. The Constitution does not explicitly say a thing about the line item veto, either for or again. But neither does the Constitution address the omnibus continuing resolution, that evil little practice of lumping all the government spending into one behemoth of a bill. Such a form of reckless legislating is probably just what James Madison and Alexander Hamilton had in mind when they defended the presidential veto as being the salutary check against bad laws and the temptation of Congress to spend irresponsibly, unquote. You say you support the line item veto, Ted, but the hideous thought that a Republican president just might actually use that authority to whack away at some of those irresponsible spending practices you always vote for just terrifies you. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on drug testing for transportation workers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.